the Gemara Masechta Bechoros that Vav Amud Beis teaches us, Ketanya Shimon Hamsoni Hayadosh Kol Es for Es Shabbatayra. Shimon Hamsoni would expound on every time the Torah uses the word Es. Kivin Shigil Apostle Kas Hashem Alakecha Tira, once he got to the Apostle of Hashem Alakecha Tira, Pirish. For he did not know what to do with that S. Amloi Talmidov says Talmidim told him, Rebbe, Kol Esen Shebetoyrish Darashta. Kol Esen Shebetoyrish, all the Esen that I mentioned, that till now you took the time to explain and teach. Matahelayim, what now will be? Amlem, to which he responded, Kshem Shkibalti Schar Ala Tarisha, just like I got Schar for all the times I explained the word S, Kach ani mekabel schar al prisha. So too will I get schar for now stopping. Achabar Rekiva Velime, until Rekiva came and taught that as Hashem lekecha tira comes l'rabbis tamid chacham, it comes to explain that we have to have covered for tamid chacham as well. So the Maril, in the Shas Tshuvas Maril, Simon Aleph explains the machloikas of Rabbi Kiva and Shimon Hamsoni, because the obvious question is, why didn't Shimon Hamsoni learn like Rabbi Kiva learned? So, he explains that Shimon Hamsoni was concerned that if people will start showing kavod to Talmid Chachamim, as Rabbi Kiva seems to indicate, so then people may chas v'shalom start worshipping other people. People may turn people into an avodah zarah if the Torah says we have to fear those people. And therefore, he didn't want to learn S that way. S could have very significant negative ramifications. Rabbi Kiva disagreed. And he said that even though we're learning L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim, but how do we learn that chiyuv, that obligation? We learn it from the word S. And S is always subordinate. It's the tuffel to the ikker. And therefore, people will realize that one not be, just because one has to show derech eretz to a and covered to a talmid chacham, there is no reason to be concerned that that will lead chas v'shalom to an avodah zarah. Another way the mashal explains, the mashal seems to learn that Rabbi Kiva and Shimon Hamsoni were disputing what happened, that Rabbi Kiva held that on the contrary, by having covered for Talmid Chachamim, that is a vehicle how one will come to Yiras Shemayim. There are two ways of understanding this. One is that by showing their Cheretz to Talmid Chachamim, that will bring to Yiras Shemayim. Or another way of explaining it is that included in the obligation of Yiras Shemayim is the obligation to show, to cover to Talmid Chachamim. So it's not to be viewed as two separate types of behavior. It's rather to be viewed as one type of behavior. And since it's to be viewed as one type of behavior, that's why Rabbi Kiva was not concerned and he was concerned. The Ksav Sofer explains that the machloikas of Rabbi Kiva and Shimon Hamsoni really reflects their background. Shimon Hamsoni came from a background of Talmid Chachamim, and he lived in a world of Torah his whole life. So to him, it was obvious that one has to show kavod to Talmid Chachamim. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, as we know, the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Tesa Mabeis, that Rabbi Akiva used to say, Mi'itin li Talmud Chacham, if a Talmud Chacham came into my hands, V'nashchenek Chamor, I would bite him like a donkey. So he knew that it isn't obvious that one has respect for Talmid Chachamim. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, we need to have a pasuk to teach us that one has to show their cheretz for Talmud Chacham. I saw another beautiful pshat. The Gemara Masechta for the Mor v'Shemesh. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Mabei says, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, V'at Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from us? Ki im liras Hashem Elokecha. The only thing he asks from us is to have Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, Oto Yira Milsa Zutrasihi. Is Yerushalayim such a simple goal that you're saying, Ma Hashem Shoyl Mimach Ki im, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us? Says the Gemara, in L'gabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasihi. Moshe Rabbeinu, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was an insignificant milsa zutrasihi. It's a small thing. So all the Mefarshim, as they learn that Gemara, asked the obvious question. The question is not really answered. So just because by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim was a milsa zutrasihi, it was insignificant, what does that have to do with us? So Mor v'Shemesh says the pshat in the Gemara is very different. He says pshat in the Gemara is that in Legaba Moshe, if somebody lived in the vicinity of Moshe Rabbeinu, if somebody lived with Moshe Rabbeinu, Legaba Moshe, if you were next to Moshe, so Milsa Zutrasihi, it was not that hard to have Yerushalayim. And that, very similar to what we said from the Ksav Sofer, was the difference between Shimon HaMsoni and Rabbi Akiva. Shimon HaMsoni lived, as we explained earlier, the purpose of having kavod for Talmidei Chachamim is because that is the way, as the Marshal explained, we come to Yerushalayim. So Shimon HaMsoni said, I come to Yerushalayim without that. Why was Shimon HaMsoni able to say that? Shimon HaMsoni was able to say that because he lived his whole life in the vicinity of Talmid Chachamim. And if you live your life in the vicinity of Talmid Chachamim, it's very easy to come to Yerushalayim. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, who did not live next to these great Talmid Chachamim, for him, it was much more complicated. And because for him it was much more complicated, he had to have a pasuk to teach us as a Shem Elokecha Tira l'Rabbis to include the Talmidei Chachamim and the obligation to show respect to Talmidei Chachamim. But then I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Sod Yesharim. He says that what actually happened here was not a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaMsoni. Actually, what happened here was like this. As we just learned in the Gemara says that Shimon HaMsoni spent his whole life trying to explain every time the Torah uses the word es. And now, he comes to the pasuk of es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and he doesn't know what to do with that es Hashem Elokecha Tira. So, what did he do? He says, "Kishem shkibalti schar al drisha, kach eskabel schar al prisha." He had no problem to take everything that he learned his whole life and put it to the side, because that was the way to show kavod haTorah. Said Rabbi Akiva, "When I see somebody who acts that way, when I see somebody who is able to do prisha, take all of his learning and say, I'm going to put it away because he's interested in Kavod HaTorah and Kavod Shemayim. Then I see that the Es Hashem L'Kachatira teaches us that we have to have Derech Eretz and Kavod for Talmid Chachamim. Davos Yisrael, I saw this word from the Kotzke as well, say, L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim is coming to teach us that Talmid Chachamim also have to have Yerushimayim. The Baal HaTorah says that the gematria of the word Tira is Talmid Chachamim. And what it means to say is that the Torah is already teaching us that there's an obligation to have cover for Talmid Chachamim. And the Ksav Sofer, in fact, explains very much in line with what the Sod Yesharim says. As we know, mitzvah gereris mitzvah. The mitzvah that Shimon HaMsoni did, that he stopped explaining all the essence, even though until now that's what he always did, brought him to come to the Madrega that we should learn Es Hashem L'Kecha Tira L'Rabbos Talmid Chachamim. There's a beautiful moshul from the Dubna Magid explaining the concept that our Gemara is trying to teach us. He says, we know that when somebody travels from one country to another country, he has to have a passport. And there was once a blind person who was traveling, and because he was unfortunately blind, he had an attendant that traveled with him. He came to the border, and he took out his passport, and they said, fine, your passport gives you permission to cross the border, but your attendant doesn't have a passport, so he can't cross the border. So the blind person said, I can't read, but I'd like you to please take out the words, the paper, the note that says on my passport. So he says, they took it out and they started reading. And it says that this individual traveling, who lives in this city, at this address, is blind. So he says, as soon as they read those words, and he asked permission to cross the border. So he said, as soon as they read their words, he says, it's obvious that my attendant has permission as well. Because if it's written in there that I'm blind, it's obvious that I must have an attendant. Because a person who's blind has to have an attendant to work with him. So too, what is Es Hashem L'Kecha Tira? The Torah tells us that we have to have Yerushimayim. But the question is, how is a person supposed to know what Yerushimayim is all about? How do we come to Yerushimayim? So that's why the Pasuk says, Es Hashem L'Kecha Tira. We're all blind. We don't know what to do. The way we know what to do is because we have the Talmidei Chachamim with us who show us how to live and what is the way one is supposed to come to Yiras Shemayim. I saw that when Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal was giving a hesped on Rav Moshe Chaim Lau, the Petrik of Arav, he used this Gemara, and he said that the definition of L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim as Hashem L'Kecha Tira, L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. The job of a person who's as Hashem L'Kecha Tira, the person who is a Yerushimayim, what is his obligation? L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. His job is to bring more Talmid Chachamim into the world. By bringing more Talmid Chachamim into the world, then that is the biggest act of Yerushimayim that one can accomplish.